Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Lord. He really tickled himself, didn't
we he? We are live at the Napa Auto Parts Studios. I'm sorry, Christy.
I know you mean well,
Decor,
but
I was trying to help.
I know.
Christy Lee's got her beautiful necklace on today. I like that very much.
Yes, and, thank you. I tweeted that out.
You got a little picture of that thing? That's very nice. We're live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios, along with we've got a number of comedians in the studio with us today. They would include, in alphabetical order, Al Jackson, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, Chris Bowers.
Are you going in alphabetical order?
He's going by first name.
And Josh Arnold. You know, I have a small education that I bluffed my way through, but I still, when I have to do the alphabet...
You have to
unless it's like an A and something
and
like
a Z.
I gotta go through. I gotta go through the whole thing.
I'm sorry, with the months. I don't know which months are in order I go through the whole thing.
Do you do it on your knuckles to see which has 30 days and which has 31?
I still have to.
No concept of.
I have to do
I know
that.
That.
I don't even know how I don't even know how the knuckle thing works.
The high knuckles are 31, and then the valleys in your between
knuckles,
your knuckles
are
30.
Okay, Bowers. Here we go. Roy G. Biv. Go.
Red, blue, green, blue, ivy, violet.
Red, orange, yellow.
Is that what that is? Excuse me. Captain Idiot.
Roy G. Biv.
Dragon. Roy G. Biv.
Biv.
Red, orange, yellow, blue,
green, violet.
Oh, Biv is spelled.
Blue, green, violet.
Blue, green, violet.
There's only one Biv in my life, and that's Devo.
Belle Biv DeVoe.
Right.
It's a great song.
It's the best song ever.
Love that song.
That's my go-to karaoke song.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a good. It gets the party going.
Which one is it?
Oh yeah.
Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe.
Poison.
Oh, we need to hear that song.
Poison. You would know it if you heard it. You couldn't.
I just shouted out Belle Biv DeVoe.
Yeah, there you got it.
Because I've read it. I've never heard any music. Josh, what's your go-to karaoke tune?
Brandy.
Brandy, you're a fine girl?
Yes.
What a good wife you would be.
What a good wife you would be.
Really?
Or Sex and Candy by Marcy Playground.
Sex and Candy.
I like that song.
Yeah.
Brandy, I could live without never ever hearing.
Oh, I love Brandy.
How does Brandy
just
go?
Just a heart.
Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife
on a port,
you would be.
On a western bay.
Tom, this is Poison.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah. Freezing full effect.
Yeah.
I'm ready. You can't not like this.
I don't like it already.
Oh. No!
Has it kicked in yet?
When do they start singing?
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange.
Sing it for them.
How many guys are doing
it? Sing it, Al.
Situation is serious.
Don't look at me like that. It's creepy.
And I pointed to you, too.
Oh, this is a good. I have this on St. Lucas.
Yes.
Relationships they seem from the start. Yes.
Okay, I'm sick. Let's
oh, come start. On. Have some fun, Tommy G.
How many people are singing that song?
Three.
There's a Bell.
They were originally, remember New Edition?
No.
The old black singing group,
Bobby
New Edition.
Brown.
Bobby Brown was in there.
These guys, yeah.
And then they broke up. Bobby Brown went solo, married Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
And
killed her.
Yeah, these three
killed
guys.
Her, right?
Well, he introduced her to what killed her.
There's probably a chance he put his foot on her.
Come on.
He shoved her head down under the tub. Yeah, under the water there.
Does anybody... I want to do this. I'll do this question style. Anybody remember why Bobby Brown was in the news this year?
He got remarried, right?
No.
He had a baby, too.
Creepier.
I forget.
Here's the headline. Let me see.
You had that at the ready?
So you got all things Bobby Brown.
It's like Al Jackson Beer. He's going to bring up Belle DeVoe, and that's the minimized.
I have a
It starts with a B, so I knew where to look.
Right, right.
And the fact that it's BB, Bobby Brown, it was right at the top. Here is the headline. Christy, do you want to try and read this since you're not going to believe me?
Bobby Brown, I had sex with a ghost.
That's right.
Oh,
I had sex with a ghost.
Remember the story?
That's
that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
During a 2020 interview on TV, former New Edition singer Bobby Brown told us.
Former New Edition singer.
That's what it says.
They don't recognize his solo career.
No, not at all.
My prerogative.
Yeah, it's every little step I take.
He told a story about a bizarre experience.
This is a good song, too.
What is this?
My prerogative.
My prerogative.
My like prerogative.
Don't play this now, because then they'll have to turn it off in hell.
Oh.
Could I possibly read the text of this article?
Of course.
It says, singer Bobby Brown told a story about a bizarre experience involving a sexual encounter with a ghost. He told your favorite, Robin Roberts.
Yes, love you, Robin.
I'm quoting here, I bought this mansion in Georgia. This was a really, really spooky place. One time I woke up, and yeah, a ghost. I was being mounted by a ghost. Then he says he did not go into detail about his supernatural sex session, but he emphasized he was completely sober when he did the deed.
I want whatever.
Anyone
he's
who tells
taking.
You they were sober in any time was not.
Right.
That's my theory. Mm-hmm. He goes, I was not high. I was not tripping. Now, it doesn't make it clear if this was a boy ghost or a girl ghost.
Oh.
Well, being mounted, I'm assuming it's a girl.
Depends on if he sleeps on his back or his stomach.
Well, yeah. How would a guy mount a guy?
There's websites that can answer that for you.
First, a judge says you're guilty.
Yeah.
So it's impossible for us to have a mature conversation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that what I'm getting?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, if it was a ghost, you know what would be happening if it was a ghost.
What would be happening?
He'd be getting boo food.
Chick is as stone faced as I've ever seen.
Oh my goodness.
I'm unmoved by your attempted humor.
Putting the boo in bukkake.
Well, now he needs a couple other guys for that.
A little porn joke.
A few more ghosts.
Book.
Oh, my God.
That was really funny.
Now, I think Robin Roberts didn't do the follow-through question, which would be, did you finish?
Which,
well, because Robin Roberts wouldn't ask that question because she's...
That's why she's not...
that's why she's on network television.
well, Mr. Brown, you were mounted by the ghost. Then what happened? Yeah,
that's...
Was he good?
Isn't there a thing called a succubus?
There's an incubus and a succubus.
No, there's a succubus. A succubus is a thing.
I thought it was an incubus.
Yeah. It's both.
No.
It was on South Park.
Wait,
a succubus.
What's the...
Succubus.
One's a female, one's a male.
What's the Hispanic ghost?
A chupacabra.
A chupacabra.
Well, that's a creature. That's an animal.
Is it a real
thing? A cryptid, if you will.
Is it a real thing? Is it like
depends on who you ask. I tend to believe it exists.
It's absolutely real.
Others don't.
Chupacabra?
Chupacabra, yeah.
Josh is allergic to
that band that has that song?
Probably.
What's that? Is that Chupacabra?
That was a band, right?
That's Chumbawamba.
What is happening today?
I blame Bowers.
My absolute favorite thing about Tom is that he, if he doesn't know about it, it doesn't exist.
Right. Yeah, no,
he can't be told anything.
Yeah.
No, I'm asking. I never heard of the Chumbawamba.
The Chumbawamba.
Chupacabra.
Chumbawamba is a song.
No, it's a band that plays a song.
So this is a Mexican ghost or a Spanish?
It's like a Mexican Tasmanian devil. It's
more of a legend.
Yeah,
it's like a coyote mixed with a.
One of my favorite X-Files episodes
was about the chupacabra.
Dealt with chupacabra. Yeah.
Difference between incubus and succubus.
Yeah.
What does it say?
One is in and one is.
Incubus is male.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Female. The succubus is female.
There you go.
Okay. Well,
now the incubus lies upon women in order to engage in sexual activity with them. Its female counterpart is a succubus.
Yeah. You don't have to write a joke for that.
That book, wasn't the only book called Incubus?
When you meet a succubus, you have to ask, are you a spitibus or a swallowabus?
We need to change this. From now, Josh Arnold has a joke that everyone will like.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
I get knocked out.
I get blacked out, but I wake up again, but not until 4 p.m. I get blacked out, but I get up again, but not until 4 p.m.
There you go. That's the name of the ghost.
That was our college
song. What was it again?
Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba, Tub Thumping.
Oh, that was Chumbawamba?
That was Chumbawamba.
And the ghost is what?
A succubus or an incubus?
No, but no, the one Chupacabra.
That. Oh, Chupacabra, yeah.
Chupacabra.
I thought that was a rodent that was on like the golf course in Rio.
That
I
think it's like a wolf. The capybara.
Oh, okay.
How do you know everything?
And the chalupa is an item served at Taco Bell.
And a chimichanga.
A chimichanga is a fried burrito.
Was made
is
by
really?
Accident yeah. when the burrito yeah. the burrito yeah. fell in the deep.
And what did she do? Chichi Rodriguez, the famous golfer.
And Chicago is
and now we're right back to the golf course.
I'd like to see you take the list. Give me the ghost again. What's the ghost?
And Channing Tatum.
Chupacabra.
Chupacabra.
The better actor than people give him credit.
And I think this would be you could walk around a mall and ask which of these appears on a Mexican menu at a Mexican restaurant. The Chupacabra. I think that was an item on a
I would think
that's
it would.
That's the ghost. Chumbawamba.
Mm-hmm. That's a band.
Uh-huh. What else is there?
I had such
high
the capybara.
Capybara. That's
the world's largest rodent.
That's the rodent.
Okay. 150-pound rodent.
Chimichanga.
That's, chimichanga.
That's the fried
chalupa.
Burrito, essentially.
You know, that was made by accident. The burrito fell in the deep fryer. And there you go.
Oh.
That sounds like a lie you tell a child.
Uh-oh.
Where did you and I go wrong?
I'm not saying that it's not true. I'm
you
just
know
saying it just sounds...
You and I have been friends forever.
At about 6:30 this morning,
yeah, right.
Chick McGee came up to me and he said, "Hey, what are you doing this weekend? You want to go see Al?"
That's right.
I said, "Absolutely."
That has
and
changed.
About 10 minutes ago, Chick said, "You want to go to the movies Friday night?"
That's right. You and I have things we can't tell anybody else, and here you are.
I did not know that's how it happened.
No, it's fine.
See,
all right,
for
no,
years,
I'm not going to do the show.
For years, we've been planning the special Chick McGee rainbow party, mm-hmm. where Chick
it's
has
true.
Representatives of all aspects of contemporary culture.
Gay, straight,
gay,
black,
straight,
white.
Black, white, and
brown.
I think you were in there for a while. You were penciled in.
Yeah.
For African American buddy.
Ralph Harris is there.
Oh.
Tell Ralph Harris I'm coming to the crown.
Until he comes in and pisses me off. And then,
which he does that very quickly.
He does that very quickly.
I just didn't know the background of the chalupa or the chimichanga.
I think it's fascinating.
But it sounds like something you tell a child.
It does.
What
it sounds like if you've lied to a child, which if you have a child, you've lied
to
them.
Well,
like
sure.
My kid was like, "What's that?" I'd be like, "That's a burrito that fell in the deep fryer." Go outside and play.
Now, Al,
you know, repeating it doesn't help. Okay?
Now, Al, you have a two. How old is four? Two?
Two. Just turned two. Baby four.
I have a 3-year-old, and the thing what you do with them is you always do this. I do it all the time. You go, "You don't want that? No, you want that. That's your favorite thing." And when they're two, they go, "Oh." By the time they turn three, and you
they're
say,
like,
"Oh, yeah. The chimichanga, that's your favorite thing." And she looks up and goes, "No, it's not." No.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. When did you start getting opinions?
The bloom is off the rose
that's
when
right.
that starts out.
They just know that they're like, "Oh, Daddy doesn't know a lot of things."
I love the first line. The first time I heard, "I'm not wearing that." What do you mean you're not wearing that?
No kidding.
I spent all this money and bought these cute little outfits. I'm not wearing that.
That would be my number one thing. If I could go back and be a decent father, I would let them wear whatever the hell they wanted to wear.
You should be saying that in an AA meeting.
Back.
Go back. I wouldn't have missed all those school plays.
Wow. He's doubling down.
I will kill you.
Now you'll be lucky to be a waiter at the party. I got in trouble over the weekend.
For
a lot of things, but
what now?
So I
should have said what now.
I took some of my little girls to an event, and I
some of
that just sounds so creepy.
I went to the fair.
You're right. This is getting creepy over there.
So I'm at the fair, and I've got my 3.5-year-old Finn is with us,
mm-hmm.
and I thought ahead. I thought, you know something, I should take an extra outfit in case she has an accident, because she's going to be so excited we're at the fair and she's on a ride. So just in case.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
So I ran back in the house and I got a pair of shorts or whatever and a shirt and some underwear, whatever. For
right.
her. Got it, stuffed it in the stroller, went to the park. Everything was fine. There were no accidents. Got home. And when I got home, I unpacked the stroller and I took the three items that I had and I put them on the shelf over by the dogs. And I, Kelly comes in and she goes, "That's the outfit you picked out for her?"
Oh, you didn't even wear it.
Exact. Thank you. And I said, she didn't even wear it because there were no accidents. And she goes, "If there had been an accident, you would have been seen with her wearing that."
True.
She's already pooped her pants. We've got bigger problems.
Thank you.
Outfit.
She didn't have an accident, but. Yeah.
Well, I don't think guys really
and then,
care.
And Saturday morning, we have an. Saturdays and Sunday mornings, typically, Finn and I will go out early in the morning and on a little mission. And she likes to wear her pajamas, or I let her pick out her outfits.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I come back, the criticism begins immediately.
You let her go out in that?
Yeah. I mean, how am I supposed to know? It's a shirt, it's a pair of pants. What's wrong with this? I always get the shoes wrong. It's incredible. This is why that there should be like a Garanimal system. You have to.
You know what? There is a Garanimal system.
I know, but for everything. What do you mean? Why can't she wear the sparkly shoes?
Isn't that the idea behind Garanimal?
System. System.
No, but for her regular clothes.
That's what but it is for regular clothes. That's what it is.
I don't think we have any of those, but I'm sure they're very nice.
You mean high-end Garanimals that
yeah,
your
kids
wear.
Yeah, we could call it something else. What would high-end Garanimals be called?
Tom Ranimals?
Grizz Animals?
Grizz Animals.
Mm-hmm. I'm more concerned you use the term outfit. Guys don't say outfit.
She's a little girl.
I picked out a very appropriate get-up.
Well, girls wear outfits.
What I need her extra clothes.
Here's what I need her to do. I need her to pull like five
and put them. Why don't
and have them in bags marked? This is okay.
Sure.
I used to have one of those hanging like there was thing you put in the closet that has little shelves
right.
on them, and it would have every day Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and you'd have an you'd pick the whole outfit and put them in there.
But she's three and a half. We went to Starbucks Saturday morning. She was wearing a sparkly tutu.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah,
I
love that.
Girl,
I love when kids dress yes. themselves. It's hilarious.
But weirdly enough, right. when people come to her, she goes. The people come up and they go, oh, you look so sweet in your tutu. And she goes, no, it's a mermaid suit.
Jeez.
Well,
damn. So she's your kid.
Yeah.
Sounds like she's picked up
clearly.
Some drink,
clearly.
Daddy.
Clearly not a mermaid suit. And yet she's demanding it. So anyway, if you ever see me with her, just know I didn't dress her. I should probably have a T-shirt saying, no, I didn't dress her.
That'd be a fun T-shirt.
That is a funny T-shirt. Plenty of dads would wear
I'm not responsible for her clothing. She picked it out.
I think anybody who's ever had a three-year-old knows that. I mean, you see them all the time in their Superman outfit. Or they have
yes.
the one, you know, princess costume they won't take off. I mean, we had one that I think she wore for every day for 6 months.
Right.
It's the only time in your life you can do that.
Yeah.
Everybody else got
to and also, if you're in a place, it brings people a little bit of joy.
Sure.
They go, here I am. Drinking coffee because it's this or suicide. Wait a second. There's a charming but delightful little human being. Oh, I feel better.
Yeah.
There I feel something.
That's, yeah. That's
I wish
what
I could
like.
Wear a tutu.
Children don't make me feel better in any situation, but I get the sentiment, I guess.
Oh, Christ.
I'm not a kid guy.
Oh, gotcha. You don't have
when do you start liking them?
Can I tell you something, Chris, about yourself that you don't know?
Oh,
what's
God.
That?
Oh,
yeah. There we go.
You came in here a couple years ago for the first time.
Yeah.
And you went on this thing about how I've never had a vegetable in 30 years or whatever.
20.
And you went on how you don't care how much you weigh and you're going to die when you're before you're 50 and blah.
60.
Then you
sure.
walk in. I haven't seen you for 3 weeks. You've lost 30 pounds because suddenly, you know, my large point, you are subject to change.
I might change a bit.
You may come in here one day and go, you know something, I've decided to have a child with this woman that I love. You may come in here and say, I've decided to have a child with this man that I love.
I'll give you that.
You could change. That's
you,
what I'm saying.
There are changes.
It's a world of change.
As of right now, I'm not a big fan. Like, my favorite thing is to hear children cry.
Oh,
I
my
love
gosh.
To hear them cry because then they're sad. Nothing worse than
you know what
than
my favorite thing to do?
Laughing. A kid laughing drives me insane.
My favorite thing to do is shoot
you?
A guy that's acting like a kid.
I like how he's promoting a comedy show. Like, I love to hear kids cry. Sometimes I push them when they're not looking. Come on out, Al Jackson, five shows.
I'll slap an ice cream cone right to the ground.
At baggage claim? You've never knocked a kid over in baggage claim after they cried on your flight?
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.